the main points. The Minister of Trade, Luke Magluambarga Tangana, has called on business persons to make Africa a free trade area as over 1,000 exhibitors look forward to the 15th Cross-Border Central African Business Fair to begin this Sunday in Ebolova. Kenya's President William Ruto has faced tough questions from furious anti-tax protesters during a debate on X Space. The mortal remains of the former coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Jean-Pierre Sadi, will be laid to rest in his native Yoko in the Central Region this Saturday. The Minister of Trade, Luke Magluambarga Tangana, has invited business persons to make Africa a free trade area and more efficient, and reassured them of government's efforts to accompany them in the project. This was at the end of a ceremony to launch the first containerized shipments in Douala. Here now is an excerpt of Minister Luke Magluambarga Tangana, selected by Rosalind Fossa of CRTV Litora in Douala.
I am convinced that, and it's clear that African continental area is a strong weapon for the development of our state. So it was important to do it in Cameroon, and I should add that we are among the first countries in Africa to implement that new objective. And for us, it's important now. It's time for the economic operators to take advantage of that. The government has said, you know, the way is to them now to operate. It's important for our country. It's very important for our youth. Our young people will not need to go abroad to look for their future. The future is here.
Over 1,000 exhibitors and visitors are expected to grace this year's edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair Food Truck to unfold in Ebolova. The event to bring together actors in transnational trade will run from the 7th to the 21st of July under the theme Facilitating Exchanges, Encouraging Dialogue and Trans-Border Cooperation for the Socio-Economic and Cultural Development of Central Africa in the area of the African Continental Free Trade Area. George Mwam highlights the importance of food truck and similar socio-cultural activities in the sub-region.
Promoters of transborder fairs and festivals in Central Africa continue to argue that culture can be a powerful vector of peace and development within the sub-region if the powers that be leverage on them. Thus, the 15th Central African Cross-Border Fair, to run for 2 weeks in Ebolova, chief town of the south region of Cameroon, will bring together over 1,000 actors of cross-border trade from Cameroon, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea, and is expected to further deepen social ties between the peoples of these countries. To feature on the program are reflections on the prevention of conflicts in Central Africa, opportunities and challenges of the African Continental Free Trade Area, cooking competition, and the exhibition and sale of products made in Africa. Like the promoter of the project dubbed Tour of Cameroon and Semak Festivals, Dr. Taiba Ngaba, the brains behind such transboundary sociocultural and economic manifestations are of the opinion that sub-regional integration has been stalled in Central Africa because the authorities have not adequately exploited culture as an aspect of subtle diplomacy. They also cite as example the Mundang International Festival, organized for the first time in April 2023 and which brought together the Mundang communities of Cameroon, Chad and those in the diaspora to brainstorm on the problems affecting their culture. The next edition of the festival is built for Chad next year.
Some young Cameroonians will be trained in the days ahead in advanced cloud computing technologies to help boost their socio-economic integration. This follows the signing of a partnership agreement between the Minister or the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education and a vocational training center known as Jackie Fele Nafak. The training will enable the 200 young Cameroonians to become entrepreneurs in this digital era. The 49th session of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie is underway in Montreal, Canada, with the bureau meeting holding under the supervision of the APF president, grouping presidents of the different committees and the parliamentary network. The meeting judged the admissibility of issues that will be discussed in the course of the five-day annual General Assembly. Esther Kima is our special envoy in Montreal, Canada. Here is her report.
Meeting at the heart of the largest city in Canada's Quebec province, Montreal, the bureau members are working out an agenda that cuts across the four sections of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie from Africa, Europe, Asia-Pacific, and America. The presidents of the parliamentary dimension of the International Organization of La Francophonie, Canadian-born Francis Drouin, while welcoming the 24-member bureau, including presidents of the committees on politics, education, and parliamentary affairs, underscore that the APF must rise above current-day challenges and enable its legislators influence policies that improve livelihoods, guarantee peace and security, and foster social development. Cameroon's delegation is led by the senior deputy speaker, Honorable Ilarion Itong, who now sits as senior vice president of the APF since the 30th Africa Regional Assembly in Yaoundé last July. His candidacy for the post of president of the APF, unanimously endorsed as Africa's choice, will be submitted in Monday's plenary sitting. Prior to that, the network of female parliamentarians of French-speaking parliaments, with Cameroon's Honorable Lydienne Epobe as vice president of the caucus, will be meeting this Saturday to address vices that affect women's evolution the world over. This will be followed by the conclave of the Francophonie youth parliamentarians expected to take part in the general debate on artificial intelligence at the service of legislators, as well as the potentials associated with its integration in parliament. Esther Kima, Montreal, Canada, CRTV.
CRTV News. Kenya's President William Ruto has faced tough questions from furious anti-tax protesters during a debate on X Space. For the first time, he apologized for the police brutality witnessed during recent protests and the abductions of the alleged organizers. Last week, the president was forced to withdraw the controversial finance bill because of demonstrations that have rocked his presidency. The mortal remains of the former coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Jean-Pierre Sadi, who died recently, will be laid to rest in his native Yoko in the Center region this Saturday. The fallen trainer, whose mortal remains were removed from the Yaoundé General Hospital mortuary last Thursday, died on the May 30th, 2024, after an illness. Jean-Pierre Sadi was deputy coach to Claude Leroy when Cameroon won the Africa Cup of Nations trophy in 1988. Meanwhile, a requiem mass to pay homage to the first group superscale magistrate, Daniel Ebene, who died last April 21st, has taken place in Douala. He will be buried this Saturday in his native Nkongsamba, as Madu Kwele Bizati reports.
Family members, friends, and sympathizers of the first group superscale magistrate, Daniel Ebene, turned out in their numbers to accompany the husband, father, friend, and colleague as he embarked to the world beyond. The Holy Mass at the St. John Parish Deido Douala in his honor was an opportunity for the celebrant, Reverend Father Oscar Eric Elanga, to remind the Christians of the importance to live according to the teachings of Christ. This, he said, is the only guarantor for all to grab the ticket to eternal life. The need to shun all forms of rivalry, enmity, and vices in society are also of major importance, as no one knows the day or hour when they shall meet death face to face. The president of the Christian Christian community of the parish, Chief Manfred Dinkawa, elaborated a strong commitment, participation and devotion of the law practitioner not only towards the church, but the community at large. He occupied different duty posts, with the last being judge at the Court of Auditors in Semak, where he embraced death. His body shall be laid to rest in his native town, Konsamba, Mongo Division of the Littoral Region. Madon Kwelebeza, TSC-RTV News, Douala.
To end the news, once more the main points. The Minister of Trade, Luke Magluambarga Tangana, has called on business persons to make Africa a free trade area as over 1,000 exhibitors look forward to the 15th Cross-Border Central African Business Fair to begin in Ebolova this Sunday. Kenya's President William Ruto has faced tough questions from furious anti-tax protesters during a debate on XPs. The mortal remains of the former coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Jean-Pierre Sadi, will be laid to rest in his native Yoko in the Central Region this Saturday. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.